As I mentioned yesterday, dreams are an important part of Parshat Vayeshev, and they continue into the next parashiyot. First of all, the dreams of Paro that lead to Yosef getting out of jail, and Yosef's dreams as part of what inspires him to accuse the brothers of being spies, etc. Bereshit Perek Mem Bet Pasuk Tet, Vayiskar Yosef et haChalomot Asher Chalam Lahem, Vayomer Lahem Meraglim Atem Lerot Et Aretz Batem. Yosef's accusation is rooted in his memory of the dreams. So were the dreams good or bad? Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea that relates to the dreams interpretation. If we look carefully at how Yosef interprets the dreams, he describes seeing the sheaves of wheat and the sun, moon, and the stars bowing to his sheath, bowing to him. And the question the brothers ask when he brings them the dreams is, Hamalochtim lochalenu, are you implying that you're meant to rule over us, control us? Or later in Pasuk Yud, Ma chalamta, Havona, says Yaakov. Are you implying that all of us are going to come to bow to you, like it's said by Yehuda later in the end of Sefer Bereshit? Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha? Is that what you're implying, Yosef? Interestingly, in Bereshit Perek Mem Bet Pasuk Tet, when it talks about Yosef remembering the dreams, it's formulated a little bit differently. It says, "Vayiskar Yosef et haChalomot Asher Chalam Lohem," not Alehem, about them, but Lohem, for them. Rav Soloveitchik explained that Yosef now had a better appreciation of what the message of his dreams was. It wasn't about them worshiping him. It was about them turning to him, about his responsibility for them. He realized that his dreams were not about him personally, but about the role he would play on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And this is obviously a very important idea in a world that's very focused on people being focused on themselves and their dreams for selfish reasons. In a very similar way, in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Bet, when Shlomo HaMelech's son Rechavam took over for him, and faced a decision with the people whether to lower taxes or not. The wise elders told him, "Im hayom tiyeh eved la'am hazeh, if you portray yourself as their servant, va'avadatem ve'anitam v'dibarta tovim, v'hayu l'cha avadim kol hayamim." When a leader shows that he's there to serve the people, the people are committed to that leader. Or as Rabban Gamliel said in the Gemara in Horius, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, when he suggested a position of authority, he says, "Kimdumim atem shesrara ani noten lechem, avdus ani noten lechem." Don't misunderstand the position I'm offering you as a position of power. It's a position of servitude to serve the people. This is how Rav Kook used to sign his letters, "Eved le'am kadosh," a servant to a holy people. This is obviously a very important lesson for all of us to think about our role in this world and our relationship to the Jewish people. And the more a person is in a position of power, the more important it is for him to think about his role as serving the people as opposed to the people serving him. As we in Israel move towards our third round of elections, let's hope that our leaders, both political and otherwise, internalize this message of serving us so that we can be committed and they can help us together serve Hashem.